This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Greece's prime minister apologized on Monday for failures in tackling the devastating wildfires that have burned across the country for the past week. Many parts of Greece are burning for a seventh day. The biggest blaze on Evia, the second biggest Greek island, located just off the mainland east of Athens. More than 500 fires have been burning across Greece, forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages and thousands of people, and there have been growing public anger at delays and breakdowns in the government's response. The prime minister went on television late on Monday to make an apology and promised that mistakes would be identified and rectified and called for unity. The fires broke out last week during Greece's worst heat wave in three decades, with searing temperatures and dry heat causing tinderbox conditions. It comes as the United Nations panel on climate change told the world on Monday global warming is dangerously close to being out of control and humans were, quote, unequivocally to blame. The report from the scientists warned that already greenhouse gas levels in the atmosphere are high enough to guarantee climate disruption for decades, if not centuries, meaning the deadly heat waves, monster hurricanes, and other weather extremes already happening will only become more severe. Monday alone saw 500,000 acres of forest burning in California, while in Venice, tourists waded through ankle-deep water in St. Mark's Square. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres describes the report as a code red for humanity. In 3 months, a United Nations climate conference in Glasgow, Scotland, we'll try to get much more ambitious climate action out of the nations of the world.